This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
First, I was going to talk about my husband and being thankful for him. I would put my kids on there, but there's a thing about... I know that this is obvious, but it becomes profound at different times in your relationship with your husband or with your spouse, and your kids are around. You know, there's a lot of people who say that the kids become the priority and your relationship with your significant other. Like, it's not that it takes a back seat necessarily, but I have four kids. They take up a lot of our time. But it really struck me, I think it was last week, that my kids are a product of my relationship with my husband. So my relationship with my husband had to come first in order for them to be a part of our life. And we've been talking about building a house. And when we're thinking about building a house, it's forcing me to think about what happens when the kids move out. And I have a 6-month at home. So that causes me to go like, whoa, whiplash. But to think about like, what does the home that I want to have look like in 20 years from now when it's just us again? And I just can't, like, all of the things that will happen in those 20 years with my kids obviously being the driving force behind what we do with all of our time, but just knowing that my relationship with my husband has to be the priority, even over the kids. Like, that's a weird thing to say because your kids are your everything and they do drive basically everything you do in your life, but you have to keep that a priority, and that relationship is important. And even when things are difficult, like your husband takes your keys to work with him, that causes a frustration, but it really is not that big of a deal. It's really not. So that's kind of what made me think about that. And that's kind of how my Monday became a Monday. The next thing is grandparents, because at least my children have amazing grandparents who are always, they just love those grandkids so hard. And it is funny to watch, I know for my husband to watch his parents grandparent our kids, same thing for me. It's just so different. The way grandparents interact with kids versus the way they interact with you. And you're like frequently going, where was this in the 80s or the 90s? Like, what? This is not how I remember it. And they're all like, yeah, we know. That's absolutely right. You were our kids. These are our grandkids. It's just different. But it does take a village. And if you're fortunate enough to have grandparents around, or if you're listening and you have grandkids around, you are a blessing. You're irreplaceable, and I think it's so important to say that. The next thing I'm going to say is parochial education, whether it's Catholic, non-denominational, Lutheran, which I support greatly, the option to be able to send your kids to somewhere else. If you have not looked into that option for your kid and you're concerned about the public school system, reach out. You might be very surprised at how affordable it can be for you, and it's very important to me for my kids to be raised in that environment right now. And then the last two, which may sound schmaltzy, but I absolutely mean it. The first one is the sponsors to the show, because the truth of the matter is, I know you guys hate the commercial breaks. That's how I literally feed my kids. And the people who, when I talk to you about people who sponsor the show, when you call them and use them because we talk about them here, same thing with Mark and Mark, the whole station, you get to turn your radio on to 97.1 for free, and you get to turn it off for free. It costs you nothing to do either one of those things, and that's only because we have sponsors. And when you patronize those sponsors because you like our show and you want us to stick around, it's a huge ask for me to you to use people who sponsor us, because it seems selfish, but they're also people who believe in what we're doing here, which brings me to my last thing. The listeners of this show and of the station, like, I feel blessed every day that I get to come in here, even when it doesn't immediately hit me, to know that what I get to do here is talk to you about the things that are important and to have a conversation with you, because I really look at what I get to do as a conversation, because I'm not an expert on much of anything and I care about a lot of things, and I have access because Brad and Trisha are working their tails off to make sure that we have great guests who are experts to come on the show and have conversations with us. I also have Ryan Wiggins. He does things. And we work really hard
as a team
to put together a show that is entertaining for you and hopefully informative, but mostly entertaining. And I guess that does involve you, Ryan.
Thank you. Our lists were so similar. I said almost that exact same thing.
I mean it.
I do too.
Anybody want a peanut? You know what that's from?
Princess Bride.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Ah, you got it first.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have gotten it. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Andre the Giant. Yeah.
Are there rocks ahead?
Stop rhyming. I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
<That's right. laughs> I love that movie. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for helping me get through my Monday. It's not over yet, so I will continue to brace myself for whatever Monday has in store for me outside of here. Please, if you haven't yet, go subscribe to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. You give us a like there and stay connected with the show. The Mark Reardon Show is coming up next, so please don't go anywhere. Mark will be here in just a minute. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.